paranormal events. A man has claimed to have had a terrifying paranormal experience. Was it just a nightmare, or did it really happen? You can decide. A man was operated on in a hospital and put into the intensive care unit for a couple of days. He said he was not able to sleep and spirits would come at night to terrify him. He believed he was transported to other locations where monsters awaited him. He knew these were dreams, but felt the creatures were actually causing these dreams, and he did everything in his power to wake up. It is no surprise others who were in the hospital at different times, and recovering, also had terrifying dreams featuring spirits. Selfies can be scary. A woman was standing in a room and took a selfie using her wall mirror. When she looked at the photo, she was shocked to see a face of what looked like a monk in the photo. She claims she snapped the photo of the infamous Black Monk of Pontefract. At the time, she was spending the night in one of the most haunted homes in West Yorkshire, England. The Black Monk is said to be one of the most violent spirits around. Some places have their stories of being haunted, and the town of Somerset, village of Beesdown, St. John, Canada, is no exception. The spirit is said to be tall and thin, male, wearing a long coat. He has been seen many times over the years. He seems to get around, according to the residents, but disappears around the St. John bypass. He seems to only be seen in the early morning fog. The residents state they have been seeing him for many years. They have a theory the spirit is the ghost of Reverend John Skinner, who lived in the early 1800s and committed suicide in the woods in 1839. Did the act of suicide condemn his soul to wander the woods? There are quite a few people who believe anyone who commits suicide will be punished by their spirit being forced to roam the earth forever. Others think there might be some type of time limit, and after that they might go to hell or be forgiven. Of course, if one is an atheist, they would have a hard time believing in spirits. Sometimes there is just so much evidence it is hard to ignore, and there is copious amounts of evidence in the form of witnesses who claim to have been contacted by loved ones after they died. I have heard about many so-called haunted houses, but one of the most unusual and most terrifying to its residents is the Screaming House. The house is located in Union, Missouri. The walls screamed, and the owner ran from the house, and I don't blame him. The doors of the house would open and close on their own. The house is so terrifying the Catholic Church is said to have declared it haunted. I can see why the owner left. Who would want to try and stay there with all these goings on? Sometimes there are hotels which many people believe are haunted. It might be because someone claimed to see spirits walking the halls, or strange noises being heard. What adds to this is if a hotel has been in business long enough, someone will have died in it. If that person turned out to be a celebrity, the belief in the haunting will be even stronger. One of the supposed most haunted hotels in New Hampshire is the Mount Washington Hotel. The hotel is over 100 years old, which just adds to the haunting legend. Room 314 has the reputation of being one of the most haunted rooms. There have been reports of guests who stayed in that room waking up to see a face staring at them outside their window, and others have seen a ghost sitting on their bed. It looks like anyone who wants a ghostly experience might want to stay in this room overnight. The Victorians were very interested in the afterlife and ghosts, so much so a Victorian book was printed telling people how to attract a ghost. The book states an after image can produce ghosts. It gives a simple instruction and claims if one looks at a dot or asterisk for about a quarter of a minute and then moves their gaze to the ceiling or wall in a dark room and stares at one point, they will see a ghost. Happy ghost hunting. We all have the equipment to try that. There always seems to be someone having a problem with a haunting in their apartment or home. If you were to scan the internet for this problem, I am sure you would find at least a few people who claim to be the victims of a haunting. One person moved into a new apartment and after a few days began to catch photos of orbs on her surveillance cameras she had around the apartment. Doors around the apartment would open by themselves and then cabinet doors began to do the same thing. Now she is hearing footsteps. What will happen next? I read one article where a boy was living in a home and a poltergeist was scaring him. It got so bad he had to be sent to counseling. I don't see what help this would be in a case like that. The best help for the young boy would be to get out of that place, but maybe the family doesn't have the money to move. Anyway, this happened when the boy was 5 years old and today, he is a middle-aged man and has become an exorcist. One has to say the haunting must have left quite an impression on him. Now that we are in the modern era, what does one usually do if they keep hearing footsteps in their house and no one is there? Most likely, they will put up cameras. The advent of the really cheap camera, some for only a couple of bucks each, has made this very easy to do. One woman did just that and couldn't believe the photograph she got. When she set up the cameras, she put one in the basement, and what she saw scared the heck out of her. It was a dark shadow which looked like the outline of a person standing in the basement doorway. After investigating for a break-in, several times, and there was none, and the fact the spirit was said not to be harmful, the woman and her family decided to stay put.